Hello and welcome to Guest House Podcast. I'm Yusuf Ali.
And my name is Muhammad Aydin.
And my name is Muhammad Yusuf. Hi.
My name is Muhammad.
Today our focus is on transportation involved in the fast fashion industry. Muhammad Aydin, can you outline the typical path a garment takes?
Certainly, the production process is often globally with raw materials sourced in one region, processed in another, manufactured into clothing elsewhere, and then distributed internationally. This necessitates movements between each stage.
Muhammad Yusuf, what are the environmental implications of this excessive transportation?
Of course, the primary concern is the emission of greenhouse gases, particularly carbon dioxide from the burning fossil fuels used to power ships, trucks, and aircraft. Research indicates that transportation is a significant contributor to the overall carbon footprint of the fast fashion sector. The longer and more complex the supply chain, the greater the emissions associated with the moving goods.
So the distance these clothes travel is directly linked to their environment impact?
Yeah, longer distances require more fuel consumption and consequently lead to higher emissions. Furthermore, the choice of transportation method is crucial, with air freight having a considerably larger carbon footprint per unit compared to the sea or land transport.
It's a straightforward connection then. More travel equals more pollution.
Let's dive deeper into the specific modes of transport. Muhammad Yusuf, can you elaborate on the environmental impacts of sea freight given the large volumes involved?
While sea freight is more fuel efficient per unit weight than air transport, the sheer volume of goods moved for fast fashion industry means the total emissions are substantial. Additionally, the fuels used by large cargo ships such as heavy fuel oil are often high in sulfur content, contributing to air pollution beyond just carbon dioxide.
And what about road transportation?
Road transportation is essential for connecting different stages of the supply chain and for final distribution. The emissions from trucks, while potentially lower per journey than a large cargo ship voyage, accumulate due to the numerous individual trips required. That this also contributes to localized air quality issues.
The research also mentions air freight having a particular high impact. Can you explain why?
Air freight is significantly more energy intensive than other modes of transport. The amount of fuel required to lift and move cargo by air results in much higher emissions rate per ton kilometer. Its use in fast fashion is often driven by the need for speed to meet rapidly changing trends.
So faster delivery comes at a higher environmental cost.
What are the broader environmental consequences of these transport emissions? Muhammad Yusuf?
The primary consequence is the contribution to climate change through the increase of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. This leads to various effects, including rising global temperatures and altered weather patterns. Additionally, air pollution from the combustion of fuels can have a negative impact on human health and ecosystems. The infrastructure required for global transportation, such as ports and roadways, also has its own environmental footprint.
Are there any other factors to consider regarding the environmental impact of transportation in this industry?
Yes, the efficiency of logistics and supply chain management plays a role. Less optimized routes or partially filled transport containers can lead to unnecessary fuel consumption and higher emissions. The return of unsold items or packaging also adds to the transportation burden.
It seems like a system with a lot of potential for inefficiency.
What potential shifts in the industry could lead to a reduction in these transportation-related emissions? Mahmoud Yaqadi?
Implementing more regionalized supply chain where production occurs closer to a point of consumption while significantly reducing transportation distance. Investments in an adoption of alternative fuels and more energy efficient transportation technologies are also crucial. Optimizing logistics to minimize travel and maximizing load capacity is another key area.
And what role can consumers play in this, Mohammed?
Consumer choices can influence demand, opting for clothing produced with more transparent and potentially shorter supply chains, buying fewer items, and supporting brands with a commitment to sustainability can send a signal to the industry. Considering the environmental impact of delivery options, such as consolidating online orders, is also a factor.
To conclude, what are the key points to remind? About the transportation of fast fashion and its environmental impacts, Mohammed Yusuf?
The global nature of fast fashion necessitates extensive transportation, which contributes significantly to carbon emissions and air pollution. The choice of transport method and the efficiency of logistics are important factors in determining the overall environmental cost.
Mohammed Adid.
Changes in supply chain structures and adoptions of more sustainability transportation methods by the industry are necessary to mitigate these emissions.
Mohammed.
Consumer awareness and purchasing decisions can play a role in encouraging more sustainable practices with the fashion industry.
Thank you, Mohammed Adid and Mohammed Yusuf, for providing this information. It highlights an important aspect of the environmental impacts of our clothing choices. Thank you for listening to Gas House.
Consider the journey.
Understand the impact.
Choose thoughtfully.